Today we are celebrating a great feast day in the life of the Church, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the Apostles, which could be also interpreted as the birth of the Church. We are celebrating the third person of the Trinity. You know, we say Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Acts of the Apostles recounts how tongues of fire descended on the Apostles, and they were able to speak in various languages, many languages. The Pentecost gift of tongues is different from the charismatic gift of tongues. The charismatic gift enables people to speak in a language that nobody else can understand. But the Pentecost gift was one of communication. In fact, it was a kind of prophecy of the Church today that preaches the gospel and celebrates the liturgy in all the known languages of human race. And in today's gospel reading, Jesus transmits to his apostles the gift of the Holy Spirit, enabling them to continue his ministry of forgiving sin. Jesus brought our world the gift of forgiveness of sins, because he knew that forgiveness would be needed in every generation. That is what he came down from heaven for. The people he forgave in his earthly life were only the beginning. In the gospel, he gives his disciples the power to complete his work. What the master began, the disciples are finishing. And when we read the letter of St. Paul, we see how he describes the multiple ways the Holy Spirit transforms our inner life, how the Holy Spirit manifests itself, how it works. It enables us to reflect on the many symbols of the Holy Spirit. And one image we use is that of a dove. We remember at Jesus' baptism, the Holy Spirit appeared to him in the form of a dove to show that the Holy Spirit is not a product of earth, but a gift from heaven. The Holy Spirit enables us to live with a depth of connection to God that is not naturally possible on our own. Also, the Holy Spirit is seen as fire, like the flames that descended on the apostles. Fire can take the form of light that guides our way. It can be heat that warms the cheer. It can be a cleansing fire that burns away debris. It can be a fire that scorches to make way for new growth. The Holy Spirit can work in our life in similar ways. It illuminates our mind to recognize the truth, to remind us what Jesus taught us, to remind us how we behave ourselves as Christians. The Holy Spirit can cleanse us and set us free from difficult memories and a burning past. The Holy Spirit can burn out evil from our hearts to leave space for the grace of God. And the Holy Spirit is compared to breath. Jesus breathes on the apostles, sending his own spirit into them. And the Holy Spirit is like blood in our body that brings the oxygen of Christ's grace to every member to keep it strong and holy. Finally, the Holy Spirit can make us powerful instruments of Christ's grace to people around us. Jesus sent out his disciples to forgive the sins, to spread the good news to every creature. This mission is ours. We who are Christians, we who are following Jesus in his footsteps, as baptized, our mission is to go out, to spread this good news of salvation, to let people know that God loves them, to be God's love witnesses to everyone. We are called to share the gifts we have been given with others, not to keep for ourselves. This is how we build up the church, the family of God. And we ask the Holy Spirit to transform us. Come, Holy Spirit, renew the face of the earth, renew our hearts, and transform our lives so that we can be the good witnesses to God's love, so that we can spread this good news that God may be known by everybody.